Let me get a couple things from you.
Yes, sir.
So, overall, looks like the D-line, you went heavy starters today compared to maybe the first three games. Was that intentional? It seemed like the rotation was a little more go stick with the big four.
No, if you look at the first two games, those are different games, yeah. Compared to last week. And I tried to roll those guys. I mean, that's going to be my biggest thing is just rolling those guys, keeping them fresh. We had some, going that second half, we had a few three and outs. So it's like the guys were like, hey, I keep going. I kind of gauge it. I don't have a set deal now.
Okay.
I'm going with the guys that are hot.
That was my question is like, how do you, it's such a tough thing. Yeah. Do you put the freshman in there and you keep your starter fresh, but then the freshman makes one bad play,
No, I don't look at it that way. Because if a guy goes in there and has one bad, you can't, those guys have to be able to play for you.
Yeah.
I gauge it more off of, hey, how we feel, how our guys are feeling. Mm-hmm. And if we got to roll them, we'll roll them. Smoody came in and played some snaps for Jihad at end. And which is, basically he's Leo's man, basically. So it's nothing really. He's been doing that. Uh-huh. And so, I think the biggest thing that we have to just do with everybody, we need all hands, man. Everybody's got to be able to go.
Yeah.
And now having Fotu back, that'll help. And, uh-huh. and with all those guys, I expect them to be able to go in. And we threw Fotu in. I have no reservation throwing him in early and letting him go.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
I thought the guys... they've always, since I've been here, they've done a great job with that. They'll look at, and I can tell, I'm pretty good at gauging guys and if they need one. Uh-huh. So that's how I roll.
In a game that's somewhat close like this, do you have it in your head to save them for that big fourth quarter drive, or you're not really thinking like that?
No, I don't really think like that. I think it's when the game, when it gets down to that point where you need everybody, you got to go with the guys that you feel like can help you right then.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I gauge everywhere I've ever been. I really kind of have a pretty good feel during the whole game on how where we're at with reps. The guys, give me a count of where we are rep wise, and I can body language. I can tell with guys and how they're doing. And,
yeah.
And so I try to get them out. I try to roll them early. Just keep them try to keep them fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about some of those backups and what you're getting from them. You seem to trust Carroll Phillips a little more than the last time we talked in Rantoul, especially against the run, that it's maybe starting to click for him.
Yeah.
Tito is getting in there.
Yep.
Tell me about some of the guys who are gaining more snaps maybe.
No, and that's those are the guys I'm talking about, with Carroll being able to get in there for Smoody, and we actually moved Smoody and let him play some other side and just kind of keep that rotation going with all those guys.
Yep.
The biggest thing with those guys and the way that they improve is they get game reps. That's where you can learn the most, and when you get live reps in the game. And so getting Joe Fotu in there and getting Tito in there will be crucial for us to going down the road and where we need to go with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because we need them. Mm-hmm. We need them all.
Yeah.
We need all those guys.
Yeah.
And they know that. They know we need them. So Carroll's really showing up, I think, doing some good things. And you can feel him out there.
Yeah.
So he's a good player for us.
Okay, so my last question is kind of personal, I guess. So you go from that, all these years in the NFL, I come back to college. It's been a bit of a bumpy ride, and that the guy who hired you is no longer here. And, what's the last 9 months been like for you,
I guess I've been in this long enough to where nothing surprises me really anymore. Yeah. I've had stuff pop. Just things popped up. All my years in the NFL, there were things like that that would come up. And I guess all my years, I just looked at it, maybe sound old now, but I just looked at it and said, hey, I learned from it. And just said, hey, it's cliche, but it's a next play mentality for me.
Uh-huh.
You got to, just like we preach to our guys, man, you got to be, boom, adjust and, fix whatever's going on and let's go. Next play.
And it's a crazy lifestyle, right?
It's a mindset. Uh-huh. I just learned that from a while ago I learned that, and I've just tried to stay that way.
Yeah.
And then, as crazy as it sometimes seems, you can adjust. Adjust to it. Just try to... learn from it and get better.
Leave a thought of a lot of things in boxes and, never know where you're going to be next, right?
My wife, she's a stud.
Yeah.
She's an absolute stud with all this stuff. My kids, they...
Yeah. Chicago to Tampa to Champaign to who knows? Yeah.
They don't. Yep. They Seattle to all over the place. We've been to Tiffin, Ohio. We've been through it all.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas, Utah. They've been all over the place. So I think the cool thing is for my kids, and I've always they've used it as a learning experience. They've all adapted.
Sure.
So everywhere they go, they kind of look at it going, hey, you know, it's not all bad.
Do they see themselves like military brats? You know, like 2 years here, 2 years there. You know.
You know, and we stayed in Chicago for four.
Yeah.
So that was nice. You
sure.
know? And we were in Seattle for several years. I was with them for six years. So that there's been some places I've been able to stay.
Yeah.
But that's why we really like it here.
Yeah.
And I hope I can stay. You know,
yeah.
That's what I plan on it.
Yeah.
And I really like these kids a lot. These players.
Yeah.
They're fun guys to coach. They're great kids.
Yeah.
So I really enjoy these kids that we have here at Illinois. I mean, they're a fun group to coach. And so So I'm hoping to stay.
It's good to hear.
Yeah. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It. Thank you.